Radio is the most widely consumed medium of communication, with nearly 93% of respondents reported having access to radio, according to a survey conducted in 2021 by the South Sudan National Audience Survey and Internews. Susan Gitao, editor-in-chief at Juba-based Classic FM, says in a country like South Sudan, where internet penetration is quite low, radio is the most reliable source of information for the public.
I remember in 2020 when COVID-19 first struck in the country, majority of the population were dependent on radio stations as their source of first-hand information about the pandemic then. The Ministry of Health and its partners used radio to create awareness concerning the new disease that had caused fears among the public. Secondly, radio also is an effective tool that promotes access to information for marginalized groups and communities, especially those in hard-to-reach areas.
Gitao says radio is a strong tool to promote peace in a country like South Sudan, where deadly violence is still a problem.
So to promote peace, radio needs to identify reasons why peace is lacking in a particular area. For instance, in South Sudan, identifying root causes and triggers of recurring conflicts, initiating dialogues, inviting participation from people from all walks of life, and also forging a discussion towards the direction of peace. One thing we need to understand is that governments are not very good at communicating to their people. Radio should be the link between those on top and the people down the ladder in order to achieve sustainable peace.
Vitao says radio remains a reliable source of information in South Sudan. John Hulu, manager of Juba-based Top FM station, says building trust among people from different communities is critical, and if a reporter makes a mistake, the station needs to admit it and correct it.
As a journalist, you made a mistake and you realize that this one is a mistake. If you make it through radio, you go back to that program where you are doing it and apologize to the citizen. If you make that mistake in the newspaper, you go to the same page where you write that article and then apologize in the same page. If it is TV, you go to the same program in TV, whether it is News Hour or Program Hour, you go to that same program and apologize. When you apologize, don't think that it does not make you to be a journalist. That's how people know that you are a professional journalist.
In 2011, the United Nations proclaimed February 13 World Radio Day. This date was chosen by UNESCO's Director General as it was the anniversary date of the United Nations International Broadcasting Service, created on February 13, 1946. The theme for this year's World Radio Day is Radio and Peace, which focuses on the role of radio as an independent medium of peacemaking. The sub-themes of the day are radio in conflict prevention and peace building, and support to independent radio. For VOA News, I am Ding Gai Ding in Juba.